Hello, my name is Martin Warren. At the Monroe Institute, I work in the research laboratory as a monitor for many of the Explore sessions. With this Explore tape, we want to introduce you to a special theme that has come up many times since we ourselves were introduced to it. The subject of this tape is a concept that the entities have given the term aspects. According to the Friends, which is our name for the group energy that is transmitted through Explorer IMEC, the consciousness of every individual is overlaid with countless aspects that make up the individual's personality and emotional characteristics. When the consciousness enters physical matter reality, the new individual begins to draw from the pool of aspect energies already present on the earth plane, created by the thought forms of human beings since time began. When the individual exits earth through physical death, the aspects remain behind and are redistributed to the earth energy pool. The Friends indicate that aspects are what make our experience of the physical world possible, and we continue to create new aspects through both individual and group thought processes. We first heard about aspects in the 42nd session with IMEC, in which we were given a dramatic and enjoyable demonstration. We now join that session in progress.
As you know, there are different types of manifestations, and each of these manifestations is linked in to a particular energy. All of these energies are, in one sense, independent of other energies, and it would be too difficult at this point to try to go beyond this particular stage. So we will work into that phase later. At this particular time, we would show you that within each energy, as you call a physical entity, that resides then parts of all of these energies. And as we explain in the other lessons, these energies have taken the forms. They are being expressed within the energy fields through concepts, through words, and through a concept. So you perceive these energies now as parts of personalities, as desires, as one seeking one certain phase in the physical world, and others seeking other phases, and they have become separated into what you call good and bad, creative and destructive. Many, many of the different phases are concepts that man has created. And all of these energies that are that are part of the coming together to allow the physical creation, to allow the total expression of the physical creation, then are necessary for this function, and all of them must be recognized and understood and incorporated into the total entity. And understood in order for then the entity to rise above, one could say, them, to understand and to rise above, and then to understand, to separate again one's self from them and allow them their expression. And by this process, then one will obtain that separateness, that consciousness, that separate consciousness that has whispers of, that he is aware that exists somewhere. But he has a difficulty of finding because of the many, many voices because of the identification with the energies that produce the physical reality, which is not that consciousness that man seeks. So there then, as all of these various energies come together, then they manifest themselves through different types of personalities within the individual. And there are certain groups and certain information that has been given in the past on the earth plane as to how to tap into these particular aspects of the individual. And these have been found and allowed to express themselves. However, then the because again of the understanding within man's mind, he again attributes these energies as they speak in certain ways, which are not entirely the truth of it, but a way to express it. And these are have been called guides placed as separate entities. Now, they are separate from the individual. However, they are not entities in the sense that you are entities. They are not that consciousness that we speak of. They are fragments of the earth energies. They are fragments of the energies that come together to produce the physical world, and they continue, and in their continuance is the how the physical world continues to manifest itself. So one must first then learn to the difference between what one calls the gods and the teachers. And you see, this does not take anything away. It is an energy. It is expressing itself, and it has a reality of its own, but it is not, in a sense, a reality of the reality that man is a reality, for they express themselves through the physical manifestation of man, and they play themselves through man. But the true essence of what man is, that spark of separateness that we speak of, is a different type of a consciousness than when man is allowing these aspects to manifest themselves through him. We do not wish to say that this man should not allow this. This is the expression as these energies express themselves through man. As he then can become familiar with them and become in agreement with them, as they were to say, understand them and allow them the expression, then is when man can use these energies for his creative purposes. Again, you see, it is the thing of that these creative energies, which all of them are creative energies, they are a separate for energy, and they are not energies and will not ever be energies in the consciousness that man is able to acquire. So if a man allows these energies to flow and to express and create on the earth plane, he then can become witness to this creation as he ceases to identify with these energies in their interplay with each other. And he ceases then to identify with them and allows them their play. Then he literally witnesses the creation of this particular reality, the reality of the earth energies, the reality of the ever-changing physical world, but appearing to be solid. All of these experiences that man there witnesses. So this is a very, very interesting and a very deep subject. And we find that we stray from the source of our session today, for we wished to show you, allow you to experience some aspects of these energies that we speak of. And we have the agreement, we have worked with this process, and we have the agreement of all concerned. We wish now to give you a demonstration. And perhaps later in other sessions, we will be able to reach the larger sources. As it were, now we just wish to show you some of the aspects, some of the energies that reside within the physical manifestations of certain of all individuals, and that take on the personalities that make up the entities, and how they then express themselves at different times. Please bow with us for one moment.
Hello, everybody. My name is Silver Rose, and I am the little girl that Bright resides within Maria. And, well, I've been with her for a long, long time. I'd like for you to meet my other little sister. Her name is Yellow Rose. Yellow Rose, come over here and say hello. Hello, everybody. My name is Yellow Rose, and, well, I'd just like to say hello to everybody. I'm a little bit shy, you know, but I really do like everybody, but I just, sometimes I don't know what to say to people. Oh, get out of the way, Yellow Rose. You know what? I don't think that guy was very smart in calling us Aspects. Do you feel like an Aspect? Well, I guess maybe we really are an Aspect. Anyway, I'd like to say hello to everybody. And also, I'd like to let you know that I am in charge here. I am in charge, and I will... They told me I could be in charge. So I just want to let you know that what we're going to do now is we're going to let you meet some of us that has been working with Marie for a long, long time. And, well, it's not been easy. Let me tell you one thing. You know, boy, she is something else, but we love her anyway. Okay? All right. Are you there, Adavia?
Hi, Dobby, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Okay.
We're glad to know you.
Oh, no, you're not R.W. You're not R.W. I'm calling R.W.
All right.
Okay, you're Martin. I know who you are. You're Martin. But anyway, I wanted you, Martin, to meet R.W.
All right.
Okay, R.W., you want to come on in and say hello to everybody?
I am R.W., and I am the energy that has been the protector of this total energy field. It has been quite an ordeal to keep all of this energy together, to be in a constant awareness to act as protector and to maintain the energies within this entity. For I have not always had the cooperation of the other energies that reside here. So to briefly state what my position is, I act as the protector. And there are many times when the decisions that I make are not in a total agreement with the other entities.
Okay, all right, that's enough out of you right now. You know, we're not supposed to do a show here. We're only supposed to just say hello and kind of introduce ourselves a little bit. Sister Teresa, are you there? You want to come in and say hello?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I am Sister Teresa. And I am within this energy. All of those things that represent the love and the joy that goes with the feeling that one has for the love of God, and all of that which reaches out to the children and to the sick and to the needy. For they call out to us constantly. They call out for help. And it is only through the love and the glory of God that we can reach these individuals, that we can reach out and help and touch and bring to them the joy of knowing God inside. And to release from them the anguish that goes with the lack of material substance that they have. We seek to feed and to clothe and to bring the spiritual nourishment to all of those on the earth plane who are lacking, who do not have those things that they need to maintain themselves on the physical plane.
Okay, thank you, sister. Boy, she really gets into it, don't she? Well, anyway, let's see now. Who would like to be next? Oh, well, all right, if you really want to, I would like for you to meet our doctor of philosophy. He's the one that tries to tell us you know, how we're supposed to do and what we're supposed to do. And he's a pretty smart guy, you know. He goes and he gets into all of these other energies that he tries to figure out which one is the best way for us to go. Well, I tell you, he's really run us through a lot of different things, you know. We've been through all of the different systems, and we're still hunting and searching. But anyway, would you like to come on and say hello, Doctor?
It is indeed a great pleasure to be here. We have searched through many, many of the known philosophies on the earth plane. And there is a great, great truth in many of the earth philosophies. As we seek to explore and to come to the right path that would lead us to the total understanding and coming into the oneness with the Creator that we all seek, we have come to many, many truths, and we have come to many, many faults and empty roads. And we have, at many times, reached points where it would be easier to stop and to give up. But we know that somewhere within the realm of the energies, of the thoughts, of the philosophies, of the words, of the concepts, that there is an answer. We will seek this answer as long as there is a breath, as long as there is a consciousness. We will never cease to search for the truth. We know that somewhere, that somehow, it will be revealed, and we will not release this thought. We will maintain the thought and the knowledge that it is there, and we will acquire it. We will attain it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, all right. Thank you, Doctor. Now, let's see who else would like to come out and say hello. Oh, there's little Fawn. Fawn, you want to come over and say hello to everybody?
Well, I don't really know what to say. I don't really know what to say. I just kind of hang around a little bit, but I don't really know what to say. So I'll just say goodbye.
Okay, all right. Boy, that kid, she's really something. You've been trying to work with her for a long time, trying to get her to, you know, be a little more expressive. She does all hurts with the other side, but when it comes time to say something out here, she just won't do it. Oh, well, anyway, it's okay. Now, oh, golly, they're telling us we got to go. Gee whiz, we don't really get time, chance to say too much anymore, but okay. All right. Well, anyway, we got to go now, and it's really been neat talking to all of you. And, you know, even if I am only an aspect, you know, I still like to every once in a while just express, you know, and say hello to everybody. Every once in a while, you know, we get a chance. Each of us, you know, we each one get our chance, and at different times, we are allowed to express ourselves, and because there's a whole bunch of us more in here. Now, we didn't even scratch the surface, so I just wanted you to know that. But anyway, you know, it's really been nice talking to all you guys. And, well, anyway, I don't know if they're going to let us talk again sometimes or not. They haven't let us talk since they took over. You know, they're the big boys, and they know more than what we do. So they said that if we would work with them, and she would work with them, that we could all get together and you know, kind of get together and make an agreement there, and we could all really increase our knowledge and make everything a whole lot better. So anyway, we'll talk to you later. We gotta go now. Bye-bye.
After IMEC's aspects left, the friends had additional comments, which you will hear on the other side of the tape.